4NUE.
Good morgen, Guten Tag. How you doing, Chad?
Considering, I guess. How about you?
Oh, Willie Nelson, we're on the road again.
That's a good one. You got me. You got me right off the bat, Tom. That's good. Hey, listen, need to run something by you.
Just headed down to the bank and then over to Spartanburg to someplace to buy a laptop.
So, about 6-8 months ago, me and my wife reserved some tickets for plane tickets to go to Normandy. We got our vaccines and thinking this whole COVID thing is, you know, settling down or would be settled down in time enough for us to go in October for our wedding anniversary. So, since the Echo variant has started to pop back up, France has said that, you know, if you want to come in any of our restaurants or places of business, you've got to have vaccine cards before you can come into the store, which we don't have an issue with. KL4NUE for station ID. Gist of it. So I'm thinking that, and I hate to tell her this, but I am thinking that I'm considering canceling the trip because if one of us goes over there and gets sick, then there's none of this, well, yes, I've got COVID, but I need to get on that airplane to go back home. There's not going to be any of that. Am I thinking right in that?
That's a greatly personal decision, and that is a valid reason. Our kids went to the Dominican Republic. Our kids went to Aruba, but it's been about 4 or 5 months ago. And all I had to do was get reevaluated before they come back, 3 days before they come back. Now, this variant you're talking about, I heard of the Delta variant, but I don't know what that other variant is. But that's a legitimate grievance. What I would do, Chad, were it me, and believe me, that's one of the most wonderful trips you could ever imagine, going to Normandy and Omaha Beach and things like that. I'd put it off for a year. That is, if you can retrieve your investment or most of it. That's what I would do. I would not risk getting caught out of the country. You can watch that on the History Channel anytime you want. It's not like going there. But at your age, I'd put it off a year and go next year and see how this winds up. It sure doesn't look good, but it's something you're going to have to decide, and it hurts. There's no question about it.
I'm agreeing with you, and I'm just asking, you know, some advice. I'm not sure about this yet, but, and I know she's going to be disappointed, but I just, you know, if one of us does get sick, then we may have to deal with a hospital with people that don't speak English. I'm not sure what they're going to say about TRICARE. And if one of us got sick for a prolonged period of time, you know, 90 days, 30 days, something like that, I mean, that can get pretty doggone expensive quick. And I'm just thinking, I don't know, I just, you know, I gotta figure out a way to talk to her about it, but I just, I don't think that's just smart, and I just gonna run that by somebody with a little more wisdom than I have. And I know ultimately it's our decision, but I just am asking you, am I thinking right in the way I'm thinking?
Insurance. Oh, there's a guy ahead of me, a Vietnam veteran. He's got a license tag. Anyways, Chad, with respect to insurance, it would be a bloody nightmare. And, you know, this stuff goes to the lungs so quickly, it can inhibit you entirely for long periods of time, and the repercussions for long periods of time are incredible. And when you're on an aircraft, they're just recirculating 40% of the air and almost all of them. If you go in probably a 777 or a 787, they recirculate a little more air than that, but it's still like being inside a petri dish, if you know what I mean. And, you know, one person coughs and it gets circulated in the whole cabin. People are bad about not admitting up front that they have a fever or something, and they board an airplane anyways. You know how people are acting now aboard airplanes. It's crazy. There's a lot of risk there. And my gracious, as many years as you work to retire and you got a lot of life left and you're still young, those things have to go through your mind. Well, what's this variant you're talking about? An EU variant or something? It's not Delta?
Did I say Echo, Tom? I meant Delta, the Delta variant.
There you go. You Army guys get mixed up on them Alpha, Delta, Charlie, you know, things. Not really. Just kidding you. Yeah, that's... and it's, according to my neighbor, it's 6 times more transmittable than the other. And people are more lax now, Chad. If you notice, they're all rebelling against the mass and that. And as I always say, like Mr. Darwin said, they walk among us.
QLG.
How you doing, bud? Come on in here. This is Tom. NO's in here with us. Go ahead, brother.
Don't have an answer, but I have some input. Hydroxychloroquine came out as a cure. Got politicized, but that might reduce the risk enough to help you make a decision.
But trying to think this thing all the way through and all, and I'm going to sit down and talk with her about it tonight. Kind of let her know kind of how, you know, what I'm thinking. And she'll probably agree, but she'll be disappointed a little bit. I'm a little bit disappointed too, but I got to be honest with you. I kind of made my mind up 3 or 4 days ago, and it's been thinking on it and sleeping on it. Tom, you all right. They are all mixed up among us. And I just, you know, it's just a tough situation, I guess. And I'm just ready for things to try to get back to normal somehow. But I'm just not seeing that happening anytime soon. KO4 NUE for station ID.
Now, are you copying my signal now, Chad?
Did I miss something?
Oh, yours went down, and we had a big old box truck up behind us here. Well, Chad, even people that are vaccinated are still getting this variant and are put down. They don't necessarily wind up dead, but they do wind up in the hospital at times, but most survive. And I don't think hydroxychloroquine is the answer to it. I think you're thinking along the right lines, and you don't surely don't want to lose your most cherished thing, and that's your wife. And I'm sure she feels the same way about you. And it's sort of be like going to the casino. It's a gamble, and they have a lot of propagation of that over there in Europe right now. So that's just my two cents on it. You'll have to make up your own mind. But I went to Detroit here a while back, and I didn't even want to do that. But everybody wore masks, and then we've been inoculated. But even with that, people are still coming up with this stuff. So. And if you get in a foreign country and you're trapped with it, you've been to foreign countries. Not a good thing, Chad. In the good old USA, that's, people just don't realize what we have. So, 73s, I got to get out here at the bank and talk to you a little later. We'll be mobile in 0TR, clear.
We'll see you, Tom. Bernice, if you're in there, we'll see you too. Y'all have a safe day. You still in there, QLG?
KO4 QLG.
Did I call you QRP? Is that what I sent up?
Denver QRG is the Phantom call sign. You just put the wrong Denver in there a second ago.
QRG. And then, what was it Dave said? That's not showing up in the database. So, send it back up as the same call, right? Isn't that how it happened?
That is how it happened. Cracked me up for a good while.
Mistakes, man. you know how that goes. You had me wore out, man. That's what it was.
What I can to make myself feel good. I get you making mistakes. It makes my mistakes not quite as bad.
Today, ain't you, huh? You were dead on your A game today.
But Tom was on his A game, too. You just might better get off the radio. You're gonna get depressed.
I can take it. I can take it. You're good, man. You got me going.
Finished with your tasks there at the university?
It's coming up Thursday. So, I guess she's going to be mad at me too when she comes home. She's off at doing a 4-day mission trip. And she ain't got a bedroom no more. So, she don't come home. No bed, no bedroom. She's just gonna spend Wednesday night, and then she goes to Clemson on Thursday. But I might have to do something because she's gonna be pretty upset when she comes back and ain't got no bed or bedroom or nothing.
For me, Kyle, I'll let you borrow. That would probably help get the idea across.
See what I'll do. When she gets mad at me, I'll just say here, Chris said.
Catch all of that, but I think I know where you're going. And I was meaning I will let you borrow that car.
Some heat off of me, man, and I wish you'd try to help me out a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know much about children and wives.
Ethan, all you got to do is just try to, you know, get my back and just take a little bit of heat off of me. That's all you got to do. Just let me deflect it. No audio, bud. I can hear you hitting a repeater, but there's no audio.
Yeah, my signal. Oh, I'm on the wrong frequency. Give me a sec. Copy on me now.
Now, I got you. So what I was saying was you just gotta let me shift some of this heat over to you and just, you know.
Can't cast blame my way or anything to help you out, I would be willing to do that.
Oh, bud, I appreciate that, but I really don't think it's going to help, because she's going to look at me and say, what's Chris got to do with this? He didn't take my bed out of here.
You would be right, but since you brought that up, I'll think about a comeback for it. If I think of anything, I'll let you know so you can adjust accordingly.
Well, listen, let me get on and get back to trying to get some of this sheetrock stuff done. And still gimping around on this foot with this nail hole in it. So, it is what it is, though. But anyway, probably going to head your way on Thursday. After I handle this at Clemson, and might talk with you then, but I'll let you know. KO4 NUE, and I'm clear.
KO4 QLG is clear too.